more buttoned up. They're physical. Angelari, that linebacker flying around the football, got a game ball yesterday. I mean, but he set the tone. Two of the first three plays of the game, pow, pow. I mean, he's flying around. So I like that Detroit defense, man. Detroit's going to, look, they'll be back in the playoffs. With their brand of football, they'll Absolutely. Be back. They'll be back. So I wouldn't dismiss them. Let's go to Joel in San Jose. He's got three reasons why he's fired up about tonight. Joel, what's happening, man? Good morning.
Good morning. Ooh, I am hot. It is game day. I watched a ton of football over the last 3-4 days. There is nobody in the NFC that is in the class of the 49ers. Sure, the Eagles had a nice win. Cowboys had a nice win. Even the Seahawks had a nice win. Bucks had a nice win. None of those teams even remotely scare me. No 49er fan should be scared of any of those teams. Only the team in red in Kansas City should we be a little bit worried about. Number two, every 49er fan knows when Aaron Rodgers steps in the building, we own his ass. Last time we saw Aaron Rodgers, we smoked it. It wasn't even close.
I like that.
And number three is no team in the NFL has ever been built better for primetime. 30 years of destroying teams on primetime. When the lights go bright, we come out. We are going to beat the brakes off the Jets tonight.
I love that. I love that passion right there. I love that passion right there. Now, Rodgers, I'm intrigued to see what Rodgers. I can't wait to watch his warm-ups before the game to see him moving around. Maybe he'll show something. How's he moving around after missing the entire season? Played four plays last year. It was done. And he was the hot commodity. Hard Knocks. They were at New York Jets camp. Who they had the mentalists there. They're like, oh, we're going to be in the Super Bowl playing the 49ers. Well, he got the 49ers part right. The mentalist got the 49ers part right. He did. Mecole Hardman even picked that one. We're going to play the Niners. And Mecole Hardman, of course, scored a game with a touchdown in that football game. Oh, it kind of comes full circle, right? No. What does Aaron Rodgers have left in the tank? Can he have a Brady-like run in his 40s?
He didn't throw a pass in that game last year. So the last pass that he threw was the game against Jimmy? Was that it?
Was that the last pass he threw? He didn't throw one pass last year in the Monday night game?
I don't think so. It was only like three plays.
It was four plays. I think they had tipped it one maybe, but could be right that last playoff game. Well, no. They played Detroit the next year. Remember his last game was against Detroit
when
they
didn't make the playoffs.
It was a loss. Detroit spoiled their season. Dan Campbell.
So, but the last time the Niners faced him, they had the regular season game with Jimmy Garoppolo where Trey Lance scored. That was 2021. 2022 playoffs, that year into the playoffs was the last time that they faced him. That was when Jimmy beat him with not scoring an offensive touchdown, and Debo had the big run. He feels so many years removed from that moment. I really want to see what his mobility looks like. How fluid is he? You know, obviously the arm's going to still be there and the mind's going to be there. But what's he going to look like in terms of, like, the pocket is collapsing? Is he going to step into his throws?
Rodgers 0-for-1 last year, 0-for-1.
So he did throw a pass last year.
Yeah, he threw a pass. He did throw a pass. His last full season in the NFL, 2022, threw for 3,695 yards, 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
Down year.
12 interceptions, which is the most interceptions he had threw in a season since he started full-time in his fourth season. So he sat the first 3 years of his career, started that fourth season, threw 13 interceptions. His last season with the Packers in 2022 threw 12 interceptions, so that was the most he had thrown since becoming a full-time starter his last season with the Green Bay Packers. So it wasn't a great season. Again, Detroit knocked him out at the end of the year on Sunday Night Football at Lambeau Field. He didn't play great. Went down wrong. So he hasn't played a lot of football. Where is he at? Is he mentally ready to roll? We'll see. Let's go to Rob in San Bruno. Rob, what's happening, man? Good morning.
Good morning, y'all. You know, it's Monday Night Football. It's about that time. You know what I'm saying? You know, but luckily I can't be at the game today. I got football practice. I told my player, they got to commit, so I got to commit, so I can't go to the game.
Who you coaching, but, Rob?
Jefferson.
Oh, Jeff Ike. Yeah.
The Warriors.
Yeah, we struggle. We struggling right now. No, that's South City.
What are you guys?
We're the Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies.
Yeah, they moved to the Grizzlies. Yeah, they just changed that name, 3 years ago, Rob?
Yeah. So we trying to get it right. But look, though, I'm looking at Philly. I'm looking at Detroit. And they're well-balanced. I'm looking at even Atlanta. They're well-balanced football teams. They can run the football in forward. So I need to see, can the 49ers stop the run? you know, because I felt like if we get through with Detroit, it's like last night in Detroit. In overtime, they literally ran the ball 10 times to win the game.
Yeah, right down there.
You know what I'm saying? So we just need to be, to me, we need to be able to stop the run. Last year, we didn't do it well. And I got to see how we're going to replace Armstead, who was our best run defender. Then, you know, then Greenlaw going to be out for the first 4 or 5 games. So other than that, I just need to see, can we stop the run? If we can do that, I think we'll be fine this year.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. That's my X factor, Shasky. What's yours? Mine is the defensive line. Because you look at all these big games, man. Philly's defensive line and offensive line, they took over that game against Green Bay. When they had to run out the clock, they were able to run out the clock. The trenches, man, is where championships are won and lost. You know, Miami started running the ball against Jacksonville, although Jacksonville really blew that game. Travis Etienne, he's going in to score. It's about to be 24-7. Flip the entire football game. Man, we'll get to the bizarreness or the bizarro world in Miami with Tyreek Hill and Calais Campbell, because I didn't even realize Calais Campbell had handcuffs on him. But the defensive line for me, Shasky, is everything. The lack of depth, you know, these new guys in the middle, Collins and now Hargrave, with no Arik Armstead. This is going to be really weird to see number 91 not there in the San Francisco 49ers uniform. That D-line, man, can you slow down Breece Hall, who's getting a ton of hype out there in New York City? They're thinking he could be their Chris McCaffrey. So
I'm pointing the finger right at Brock Purdy on offense, because to me, Brock Purdy spread the ball around, right? And negate the big mistakes, the big sacks, the big turnovers. Spread the ball around and score points, especially if there's no CMC or a limited version of CMC. I think this is a classic opportunity for him to step right in. Like when you were watching Jalen Hurts, you weren't watching Jalen Hurts going, not much has changed from last year. And then he started to run, and you're like, oh, that's the Jalen from 2 years ago.
Well, I'll tell you another thing the Philadelphia Eagles did that I think we're going to see a much better offense from Philadelphia. And that offense is Saquon Barkley. You asked me Friday what I'm looking for. I said, I want to see how Saquon and Josh Jacobs runs in those new uniforms. Saquon Barkley is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Andrew Wiggins when he got traded to go to St. Louis. Like, wow, this is the easiest basketball I ever got to play. There's Steph, there's Dre, there's Clay. Oh, my gosh, we'll be wide open. Well, Saquon Barkley's no. He would have thrown 8 in the box. Well, I got A.J. Brown, who's one of the best wide receivers in all of football. Mm-hmm. A.J. Brown dominated Jair Alexander. Then on the other side, you got Devontae Smith. Then you got Dallas Goedert. But Jalen Hurts and what the Eagles did. Last year, I didn't realize, you know, I guess the stats were out there. In real time, we kind of knew it, but Kellen Moore being the offensive coordinator for Philadelphia, they motion a lot more now, Shasky. They motion 68% of the time Friday night. So those motions and pre-snap movement, it's going to help Jalen Hurts a lot, man. When they didn't motion at all last season, they're the worst team in the league when it came to motion and pre-snap movement.
Look, Jalen's a great runner. I don't think he sees the field well. I'm just calling how I see it. I think that he's a suspect thrower. He throws a great deep ball, he throws a great deep ball. He made a couple of decisions that were horrible. He threw late into the flat, almost threw a pick six. He threw into the middle of the field and it did get intercepted. I mean, look, he's a great runner. He is. He really is. I don't think he's a great quarterback. I really don't. And I think that the way that you beat him is obviously you spy him, because that's what they were doing at times. You spy him and you negate the run game. But to me, I'm forcing him to pick me apart in the middle of the field. And if he can do that, you tip your cap and you move on. And look, it's game one. You know, let's see what the whole season. It's a new coordinator, all that. But I saw a lot of the same stuff I saw last year where I just don't think Jalen sees the field that well. And I'm kind of selling that Jalen, like, because I was buying into the hype. I really was. I thought he was an awesome player. I thought he had an argument to be MVP a couple years ago. Played a great Super Bowl game. I don't know, man. I'm very iffy on him. Jordan Love threw a lot of bad throws too.
Yeah, Jordan Love threw off his back foot all night long. Yeah. I thought the better quarterback was Jalen Hurts, and I thought as the game progressed, he got better, because they got off to a hairy start. He threw the pick in triple coverage. They fumbled a snap, the center. But the Eagles defense were able to keep him in the game and only and really hold the Packers to 2 field goals. Once he got rolling, I think Kellen Moore is going to help Jalen a lot. He's got a legit offensive coordinator here. I wasn't the highest on Kellen Moore with the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know how much juice he had in that locker room or with those head coaches. But I think Jalen Hurts, look, to your point, seeing the field at times, yeah, he's going to throw a pick or two here and there. But I thought when it was coming down to winning time and when Philly needed drives, Jalen was at his best. And I think Saquon's only going to help. Saquon's going to relieve so much pressure it takes so much off of Jalen Hurts' shoulders. Now you got a consistent running game. You got a three down back to where even if Jalen's looking around, oh, wait, boom, I can check it down to number 26. He's a problem. As long as they keep – that's their CMC move. Like Saquon Barkley, I was blown away by what he does for that offense. So I think the game is going to become easier and easier for Jalen Hurts here down a stretch.
Two big elements watching that game as I'm like contrasting it to the Niners. It's like Jalen holds the ball forever. So if you're not going to be able to key him up with pass rush, you better spy him, right? The second thing is they're taking a huge downgrade going to that new center. I mean, he had multiple fumble exchanges. The tush-push doesn't look the same. Nope. That's a huge weapon in their arsenal. They'll evolve. I'm not saying they won't, but, like, you lost an all-time great center. Yep. And you're already starting to see such a sum of it, and we'll see as it progresses. But I thought that they should have won that game going away. I thought Green Bay did not play a very buttoned up game.
But Green Bay had chances to blow that game open early.
They did.
And Philly really should have been down 14-0 after the first quarter. They were able to stabilize everything, and when they needed drives. Philadelphia, man, they will get better. That was a big-time win. I think that was a big-time win for the Eagles because everybody has put Green Bay on this pedestal. They've already had Green Bay leapfrog in Detroit. I see a lot of Super Bowl picks with Green Bay Packers next to it. That's a big-time win for Philadelphia. Big-time win. I'm looking at Philly because the Niners don't play them in the regular season. Where would they be at by the end of the season? I think they're going to be a lot better.
To me, I'm looking at that NFC East, and I'm saying to myself, Cowboys-Eagles. Flip a coin. We'll see. We'll see in about, 10, 12 weeks, where both teams are at. But I think they're neck and neck. And if you told me either one won the division, I would not be surprised. The bigger thing to me is that North you're talking about. Boy, it feels like it's Detroit's to lose.
Yeah.
After the Jordan Love MCL injury. That's a big one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big injury. We saw Malik Willis take one snap. Everyone thought the same thing. They're in trouble.
Yeah. Couldn't even get the Hail Mary off.
Right? Didn't we all think the same thing?
Couldn't get
the
Hail Mary off.
They're in some big trouble.
Yeah, he couldn't
get the Hail Mary off. He's lucky his season wasn't ended.
No doubt. 3 to 6 weeks for Jordan Love with the MCL sprain. They said a great one or two. They haven't really let us know what's going on there, but an MCL sprain for Jordan Love. So he'll be out 3 to 6 weeks.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, I've got Jordan Love on a couple teams, but I backed him up with Tua. Backed him up with Tua in one league, and I feel good. High score to SF Players Club, by the way. Mikey Williams. How about that?
What is the SF Players
Club? It's my fantasy football league that's been going on for over 30 years. Mike Williams texted me last night. I can't believe he got hard.
He adds five. Every time he tells the story, he adds about, extra 5 years.
It's about 28, 30 years. It's like around there.
So you were the high scorer this weekend, even with games still not being concluded.
Yep. I still got Jake Moody on deck. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and
Nation. They got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
KGMZ FM and Nation, West San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Three keys to the win. Our big three takeaways from week number one coming up here on the morning roast. The field conditions in Brazil 6-5-0 was terrible. NFL's got to do better. It was awful.
There were some beautiful fields this week. Cleveland's field looked perfect. It didn't look good. It looked perfect. But then I'm watching this game on turf, and I just, for the life of me, I don't understand why football's played on turf. So many legs get stuck in the ground, and then I'm watching the Brazil game, and I'm like, the exact opposite. They're playing with the turf so much, it's just ripping up. Guys are slipping everywhere.
Left to right.
You see every guy is drilling new cleats into the bottom of the shoe. It's
with the DC, there's this... This YouTube account from the New York Giants, or some guy who does like New York Giants videos, and Saquon's first carry, he slipped and lost 5 yards. And the guy clipped it's like, ha, Saquon's first carry is an Eagle. And they're like mocking him. And it didn't age well. So I took Saquon 6 overall to the SF Players Club, man. I think, Philadelphia's defense, their work, but you're going to need offense to score in this league. It's an offensive league. They're going to need points. Can you hold teams to three? And that's what they did in the first quarter. But that offense, and A.J. Brown, you want to guard him one-on-one? You want to guard Devontae Smith one-on-one? You want to leave Saquon on the island? They got weapons in Philly, man. They'll get better.
Well, I'm looking at the division that the Niners are in. The Cardinals, they look like they're going to have some offense.
Oh, they're going to be a player.
Seahawks defense was excellent. I was very impressed with Mike McDonald's first game, and their jerseys were glorious. I like those jerseys. I do. And then I looked at the LA Rams, and I'm like, how long is Puka out for? Can Stafford stay? He's awesome, but can he stay upright?
Well, can Cooper Kupp stay healthy?
Did you see?
He's already
catch?
Looking. Yeah, I mean, he made a catch on the sideline. I mean,
he also looks like a guy who is totally into craft beers. Just the look, the whole beard with the hair. Right?
Very, very Bay Area guy. I can see him hanging out here in LA for sure.
Give my man a Patagonia vest.
You guys are bearing the lead. I mean, coming up on deck, you guys see who's approaching here? Sam Darnold, comeback player of the year, baby. He was incredible yesterday. Come on.
He was really good.
With 206 yards passing?
Yeah, but he was like immaculate for most of the game.
Hey, he was throwing dimes. They shut down the playbook in the second half. They didn't have to show nothing. That's a trap game next week. We'll
Kevin O'Connell. How's his boys rolling?
Mark the tape. We beat them by 20.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm not going there.
Mark it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
We are. Don't worry.
Well, yeah, hey, no, they're going to mark
it. Just like the Patriots were going to lose by 20 yesterday.
Yeah, and you know what? By the way, I got knocked out of both Survivor Leagues, and I knew something was fishy. I did not want to take Cincinnati, and I was like, you know what? Who the hell else am I going to take?
The Saints, in hindsight, were the absolute play.
I didn't trust them, though.
Derek Carr, you don't want to trust him. I get it.
But the Patriots... They're buttoned up, man. They were buttoned up yesterday. Cincinnati, there's something's off with them. They got a rude awakening coming. Damn, I can't believe I got knocked out Survivor Week 1.
Oh, seen ghosts.
Your phone call's coming up. 888-957-9570. Stu Gotts from the Dan Le Batard Show. Stu Gotts will join us at 8 o'clock. He's a diehard Jets fan. He'll talk his crap here in the morning roast. Three big takeaways from week number one. You guys can chime in.